The Minerals Council South Africa has released a report detailing the mining industry's level of transformation in terms of the mining charter. Now, the report measures compliance with the 2010 charter, which applied to the industry until 2018, and reveals that industry players were largely compliant with those requirements. This report comes amidst the organization's legal battle for a review of Mining Charter 2018, with concerns around how previous empowerment transactions are not recognized in the renewal and transfer of mining rights. Tabelo Chabana, who's Senior Executive of Public Affairs and Transformation at the Minerals Council South Africa, joins us on the line now with more. Thanks so much, Tabelo, for your time this evening. So like I say, you've published this report on the progress being made in the mining industry as far as transformation is concerned. What stride has been made?
Good evening, Alicia. Alicia, I think it was just important for us to get the facts out there. There's a lot of conversations about transformation, but without the actual facts being out there. So that was the important thing for us to get this assessment by Moshe on how the industry is performing. And what strides have been made? I really think significant strides, because if you look at each element of the mining charter, there has been significant compliance, starting from the ownership. You know, the target was 26%. We're on 39%. We're talking those members that participated in this work that we did. Mm-hmm. It was 32 companies, but these companies make up 79% of the mining industry in terms of weighted by headcount. So it's a significant, it's a substantial or representative portion of the mining industry. So 39% at ownership. Employment equity, as you know, the targets were 40% across the board. Again, in top management, we range from 58% HDSA right up to 70% at junior management.
Yeah.
Clearly, the level of HDSA representation increases also the lower you go down. The women gender representation, certainly not as great as it should be. The women make up 20% of the mining industry. We can certainly do a lot more there. On the procurement side, again, the targets were well met. On capital goods, the 40% target, we're at 75%. Services had a 70% target, we're at 75% also. And consumable goods, 79%. The target was 50%.
Yeah.
So good compliance there.
But Tabelo, all of this relative, and I'm sorry to cut you short, but you know, compliance, as you say, on a whole lot of levels, all relative to what's been outlined in the Mining Charter 2010. How far off are you from 2018 targets?
Okay, what we wanted to do, Alicia, remember these reports that we based the study on were those reports that were submitted in March of this year by companies, mining companies, to the DMRE, but it's looking at 2018 data. Mm-hmm. We do not have 2019 data yet. We will have that in March of 2020, and that will give us a good idea of how now mining companies are faring with the new charter. But it was important for us to at least, you know, finally close the door on the 2010 charter, which was valid right up until 2018.
Yeah.
There will be some challenges with the 2018 charter that up some of the targets. I mean, some of the big challenges certainly will come on the employment equity side, especially women representation targets there. You know that also on the procurement side, the big challenge for us are not so much the BEE targets, but the fact that most of these goods must be manufactured in South Africa. A 60% local content target, which we've got to reach a high portion of goods purchased from various BEE entities, but produced in South Africa, which is a lot higher than hell. If we look at the motor industry, they've got a 35-year period to reach that 60% local content target. We've got 5 years.
Very real constraints coming to bear as well. I mean, electricity supply, just one of them.
A lot of constraints. And remember, with MIDP, they had the bulk of the government grants at one stage. So we're doing it with a shorter time frame with no incentive. So it is a really big challenge for us. So in terms of 2018 charter, There will certainly be some challenges in implementation, but we don't have the data yet. We'll have that certainly by next year.
Another facet that stood out was the human resource development arm. That's the only category where the industry did not manage to achieve the minimum compliance targets. What's the challenge there, Tabello?
In terms of the 2010 charter, we did meet the minimum targets.
Okay, so some inaccurate information coming to the fore on that front. Just before I let you go, Tabello, your outlook moving forward into 2020?
I think the important thing, as I said, is to get the information out there so we can actually engage stakeholders. I think one of the challenges that we have in the mining sector is that we're always wanting to discuss transformation, but without having the information. So if we at least start from the same fact base, and these are reports that the DMRE themselves actually have, and now for all mining companies, at least now we can start that discussion on transformation and especially how we're going to be meeting the new targets in terms of the 2018 charter.
Tabello, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Tabello Chabana, who's Senior Executive of Public Affairs and Transformation at the Minerals Council, South Africa.